大家好，欢迎参加广发医药护卫医疗科技2024年中报业绩说明会。目前所有参会者均处于静音状态，下面开始播放免责声明。
免责声明：本次电话会议内容仅供广发证券客户参考，在任何情况下，本次电话会议内容不构成对任何人的投资建议，除非法律法规有明确规定。在任何情况下，广发证券不对因使用本次电话会议内容而引致的任何损失承担任何责任。相关人员不应以本次电话会议内容取代其独立判断，或仅根据本次电话会议内容作出决策。未经广发证券事先书面许可，任何机构或个人不得以任何形式复制、刊登、传播和引用本次电话会议内容，包括未经授权对会议内容进行录音复制、未经授权制作或传播会议纪要内容等，否则由此造成的一切不良后果及法律责任由私自复制、刊登、传播和引用者承担。广发证券将对未经授权复制、制作、刊登、传播电话会议内容的人员暂停白名单权限，视情可暂停所在机构白名单权限，直至相关不良影响得以消除。
各位投资人，大家下午好，欢迎参加富瑞医疗科技2024年中期业绩说明会。我是广发医药分析师李亚彤，与我一同在线的还有我们组的首席分析师罗佳荣。本次会议非常荣幸邀请到富瑞医疗科技董事长刘毅先生，Mr. 刘毅，CFM Chairman。富瑞医疗科技首席执行官 Leo 达彦先生，Mr. Leo 达彦，CFM CEO。Elma 首席财务官 Doron 雅奈先生，Mr. Doron 雅奈，Elma CFO，以及富瑞医疗科技董秘方田丽女士，Ms. 田丽芳，Secretary of the Board。下面管理层将首先概述公司2024年上半年的经营情况。本环节结束后，即将进入问答环节，由投资者进行提问。下面我们把时间交给富瑞医疗科技的董事长刘毅先生，有请。
好，谢谢主持人，能听到吗
可以听到。
？OK，感谢啊，各位投资人、分析师，大家好，特别感谢参加今天的会议，也感谢大家一直以来对富瑞医疗科技的关注和支持。富瑞医疗呢，包括我们的实体公司 Amalaser，到现在为止成立已经20多年了。那么，自2017年在香港上市，一路走来呢，其实也在不断随着行业的发展我们也在发展和壮大。但在这些发展的过程当中呢，富瑞一直还是在坚持以客户和消费者的需求为出发点，努力的来提高这个产品的品质和服务，来实践我们的企业愿景，就是提升生活品质。那我们也看到，在最近的这1年多吧，那么外部的市场环境还是发生了比较大的变化。面对这些变化，我们也在思考如何推进经营的战略，如何适时的做相应的一些优化和调整。面对这些变化和挑战，那么在这个其中，直营渠道扩张以及业务多元化，应该是说富瑞比较确认的、清晰的一个两个大的方向。那么，在接下来的整个的经营推进当中呢，我们也将进一步来进阶升级富瑞的两大主要的战略方向，然后来加速快速的成长，面对这些挑战，进行相应的一些优化，通过呢提升整体的这个盈利能力为核心，然后推动全球本土化的发展，打造呢聚焦的区域中心，以及呢通过注射填充业务的商业化落地，来建立除了 EBD 能量源设备以外的另一个重要的发展的引擎，从而呢使公司能够实现有效显著的第二增长曲线，通过内生和外延的这个齐头并进吧，来快速加速业务拐点，实现新的复合式的增长。我呢先简单开一个头，在这儿呢也借这个机会感谢公司全体的员工， 合作伙伴啊，以及投资人的努力，包括对我们业务的关注，持续呢深耕医美，持续巩固我们在全球在业务端的发展，形成更好的、更强的领导型的地位，给大家带来更好的产品和服务。下面呢，我们就请我们的 CEO 李奥丹先生来具体介绍一下2024年富瑞医疗科技上半年的业务情况。好，谢谢。So, Leo, please, maybe you can give some introduction about the business. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairman Liu Yi. Thank you everyone for joining our call today. I'm happy to provide an update on the ongoing success during the first half of 2024, which has been a period of momentum for Sisram. For over two decades, Sisram has been a global leader in consumer wellness, and especially today, building our business around four core business areas: energy-based devices, injectables, home use devices, and skincare. The medical aesthetic industry is evolving rapidly. Technological advancements and shifting consumer preferences are elevating beauty standards, with increasingly sophisticated consumers seeking for personalized and high-quality solutions. As the market expands with more practitioners entering into the field, the demand for exceptional experiences and long-term patient care has never been higher. Within this dynamic landscape, I'm proud to update today that during the reporting period, Sisram achieved an all-time high new orders rate, demonstrating a unique value to a growing audience of practitioners. This milestone, driven by rapid market adoption of Alma 3 recent launches, reflects strong confidence in Alma's platforms and demonstrates the strengths of our brand equity in strategic markets. I'm practically excited to announce the successful launch of Alma Harmony Next Generation, introduced in North America alongside the groundbreaking new diagnostic concept named Alma IQ. Sisram has made significant leap forward in the high-demand skin analysis segment with Alma IQ, an intelligent skin analysis and in consultation solution for the doctor. This innovation transforms consultation process by offering a visually engaging and automated interactive experience that effectively addresses patient skin health concerns. Simultaneously, Alma Harmony Next Gen, Alma's new innovative multimodal platform designed to tackle a wide range of skin conditions across diverse demographics, has also been introduced in North America and quickly embraced by the market. In addition, the group continues the leadership in the hair removal segment with the global launch of the special edition of Alma world-leading hair removal platform, Soprano Titanium. This new addition has been warmly received worldwide and includes a breakthrough applicator that enhances the treatment sessions by 20% while ensuring a virtually painless experience. The new and improved edition of the Soprano Titanium is also recognized as the fastest in the market by the Sapio Research, an independent global research agency. This advancement not only sets a new standard in the industry, but also provides even greater value to our customers. Furthermore, we continue to lead the way in scar treatment with Alma Hybrid, the premier platform for top-tier practitioners. The latest clinical standards are paving the way for Alma Hybrid to become the first line of treatment for scars. Central to our success is our commitment to expanding Sisram's unique wellness ecosystem, which combines EBD, energy-based device, skincare, injectables, and now also a diagnostic tool, st- stands as the most comprehensive and synergistic product line available today. Yes, Chen-Li, please.
Thank you. 首先非常感谢大家参加富瑞医疗科技今天的电话会，也感谢董事长刚刚的介绍。那么2024年上半年呢，其实富瑞还是取得了一些非常好的一些进展的。现在公司的主营业务呢，其实还是以能量源为主，然后我们在大力发展我们的第二增长曲线注射填充板块，同时呢还有我们几块孵化的业务，就是这个牙科和个人护理。那其实我们看到就是在技术的迭代以及消费者偏好转变的过程中呢，其实整个医美行业的发展是还是非常迅速的。但是现在我们也看到全球消费者也包括我们中国消费者，现在它的需求其实也越来越个性化，然后也需要有更好的效果来体现出来，才能让消费者真的去买单。那么其实随着更多细分领域专业人员入场到这个加入到这个医美行业里面，大家可以看到它也加大了求美者消费者对这个高价值产品卓越体验以及长期治疗效果的这种需求。那么其实尽管整个市场变化很快也很大，但是我们看到在业绩期内呢，富瑞其实从历史数据上来看，整个 H1 的数据新订单的量其实是创了一个历史新高。那么这也得益于其实在这个业绩期内，就是 H1 我们整个这个新产品的上市，其中呢包括这个阿玛的这个三款产品，第一个就是我们前面提到的阿玛 IQ。 那么这个阿玛 IQ 呢，其实是我们第一次在北美推出的一个全新的一个我们诊断皮肤的突破性产品。然后第二个就是在北美推出的 Arma Harmony， 这个其实也是我们旗舰产品 Harmony 的一个延续，它其实是一个多模式的抗衰平台这样的一个设备。然后另外一个就是还是回到刚刚说的 Arma IQ， 其实它是一款这个智能皮肤分析以及咨询解决方案的一个平台，其实也是公司在这个高需求的皮肤诊断领域取得了一个新的进展和突破。那么另外一个就是刚刚讲到，就是说 Arma IQ 呢，其实它更多的是把我们的整个产品线往前延，大家可以理解为就是说它在整个皮肤诊断以及整个互动 AI， 基于 AI 的一个互动上，它其实是一个引领皮肤健康领域发展的一个变革性的产品。然后 Arma Harmony 前面有提到的呢，其实是我们旗舰产品。那么这款产品其实在美国上市以后迅速得到了市场青睐，尤其体现在这个订单量上。另外就是我们在全球还推出了 Soprano Titanium 特别版，持续在巩固这个公司在脱毛细分领域的领先市场。这个可能国内投资者比较熟悉的是这个冰点脱毛。Soprano Titanium 特别版呢，其实它还是有一些新的突破，就搭配了新的这个手具，然后它整个效能能够提高 20% 的基础上还能实现无痛的治疗。所以这个改良版的 Soprano Titanium 呢，在全球的这个研究机构 Sapio Research 里面被评为脱毛领域效率最高的脱毛解决方案平台。其实这个认可呢，其实成为一个行业的新标准，也为我们的客户带来更好的体验。另外呢，我们富瑞其实在整个疤痕领域治疗的发展下还是有很多的一些明星产品的。那么大家比较熟悉的可能就是在海外可能比较多的就是Arma Hybrid 这个产品呢，其实主要是为医疗领域比较的顶尖的从业者来设计的。它更多是有一些颠覆传统的疤痕治疗，然后把三种能量源合为一体。然后目前的 Arma Hybrid 已经成为这个领域里面是治疗方案的首选了。总体来说呢，富瑞医疗其实持续的还是不断丰富我们整个一直在打造的美丽健康生态系统。大家可以看到，尤其从上半年来看，我们其实在能量源上的基础上其实拓展了这个皮肤诊断治疗设备，然后呢也在我们的注射填充领域有更多的一个拓展，然后我们其实也在开拓一些高品质的，就是我们这个光电产品术后的这些护肤类产品的一些拓展。 OK， 李奥。
Oh, thank you. So now I would like to take a step forward with you into the future as we mark significant advancements in Sisram injectable segment. A strategic building block within the Sisram wellness ecosystem and a crucial driver of the company long-term sustainable growth. Supported by three strategic partnerships, Sisram has built a high-end product portfolio featuring world-leading injectable brands. First, with IBSA, high-end dermal biostimulator named the Profhilo. Then the first world long-lasting botulinum toxin, the DAXXIFY, and of course, the renowned Revancé, the dermal fillers collection. The market value of the injectable segment has soared, reaching multi-billion dollar figures in recent years. Sisram is proud to be the only company in the space that operates in both fields and delivers unique combinations of injectable products with the gold standard of EBD devices, enabling a new edge of more powerful, long-lasting aesthetic results. With our comprehensive injectables portfolio and a dedicated seasoned sales force, we are ready to seize the opportunities in this rapidly expanding market. Please, Jenny.
接下来我们重点分享一下注射填充板块取得的重要进展。第一块呢，就是说实际上注射填充是我们整个这个美丽健康生态系统中非常重要的战略板块，也是我们公司长期持续增长的一个关键推动力，或者我们叫第二增长这个引擎。那我们现在其实有三个主要的合作伙伴，第一个就是 IBSA， 就是它旗下的产品 Profhilo， 大家可能有些投资人已经听说，就是后面李奥会介绍，它其实是一款透明质酸钠复合体，着重强调的是生物重塑这个概念。第二个呢，就是全球首款长效肉毒产品 DAXXIFY， 就是也是我们一个重磅的明星产品。第三个就是我们世界知名的这个皮肤填充剂 Revanis 的，是来自 Prolenio 的一个产品。那么其实近年来呢，整个注射填充板块的市场规模其实是飙升很快的。我们其实能很高兴成为目前这个市场中唯一就是我们有同时经营注射填充和这个领先能量源设备的公司，其实还是为了最终能给消费者和客户带来更持久的美学的治疗效果。我们其实也希望呢，借助这些注射填充的专业的销售团队，面对目前非常迅速变化的市场，可以做更充足的准备，然后给消费者提供更好的产品。Yes, Leo, please.
The group's performance for the first half of 2024 includes revenues of $168.7 million and a gross profit of $105.3 million. The latter remained the same in the corresponding period of 2023.Total revenue decreased by 1.7% compared to the corresponding period in 2023, a downtick preliminary due to the high interest rate environment in North America, which was offset by double-digit growth in other territories. On a year-over-year basis, our gross profit margin rose by 1.2% to 62.4%. Through the reporting period,Sisram has made significant strides in expanding its direct sales presence in key markets and enhancing its unique wellness ecosystem. Two key contributors to the company's profitable future growth. During the reporting period, we present double-digit growth in Asia-Pacific, Europe, and Middle East, and Africa increased by 15.5%, 10%, and almost 11% respectively.Aligned with the company's strategy to strengthen Asia-Pacific leadership, Sisram has significantly advanced its new offices in Japan and in China, established in H2 2023. With our current 11 direct sites, we are confident in maintaining leadership in these markets and bringing more value to our customers within their clinics with the aim of better serving them and streamlining operations.Together with our team of long-term veterans in the aesthetic industry, this approach enables us to address rapid adjustments and achieve efficiency in every aspect of our business, allowing us to align expenses with the top line and improve gross profitability. In the current reporting period, revenue from direct sales comprised more than 86% of our total revenue, with sales through distributors making up the remaining 14%. In addition to maintaining our leadership as a premium provider, enhancing brand visibility, and strengthening the relationship with partners and clients, the setup of our direct operation offices allows Sisram to navigate macroeconomic trends effectively. In parallel, we continue to see the enhancement and strengthening of Alma's global brand, which drives demand and growth for customers' clinics. Our ongoing strategic partnership with Hollywood icon Kate Hudson has played a key role in this effort. This collaboration has markedly boosted brand awareness and engagement, reaching over 300 million people worldwide and generating more than 350,000 social media interactions with less than a year of its launch. Yes, Jenny.
Yeah, thank you, Leo. 那接下来重点讲一下今年的整个业绩情况。截至到这个2024年上半年呢，公司实现收益大概是 1.68 亿美金，毛利呢大概是 1.05 亿美金，跟2023年同期是基本持平的。那么确实看到就是上半年的收入是有些波动，这里面主要其实还是受到北美市场的一个业绩没有达到预期的一个影响，主要是也是北美这个高利率整个环境影响到产品的一个销售。那么总体收益大概下降了，整个公司收益下降了 1.7%， 但是呢值得一提的其实是在其他市场上我们都实现了双位数的增长，这个一定程度上也综合了北美市场带来的一个影响。与去年相比呢，我们整体的毛利率其实是提高了一个百分点，现在大概是在 62.4% 左右。那在整个报告期内呢，其实富瑞还是继续在推动我们的关键市场的扩张和发展，然后也是希望不断的推动我们整一个公司的盈利能力和美丽健康生态系统的建设。尤其比如说我们其实上半年在亚太、欧洲、中东和非洲这三个主要市场都实现了双位数的增长，大概增长比如说亚太呢的达到 15.5%， 然后欧洲的同比增长有 10%， 然后在这个中东及非洲大概实现 10.9% 的同比增长。我们觉得就是说整体公司还是会秉持这个直销扩张的整个发展战略。那么我们在2023年在中国建立还有在日本建立的直销办公室也是进一步帮助我们尤其夯实在亚太市场的一个领导地位。目前全球呢我们已经有11个直销办公室。富瑞呢其实也是希望通过直销办公室这个这么一个直销布局，给大家提供就是整个市场提供更多的产品，更好的服务，然后提高整个市占率，从而呢保证我们在全球市场上的一个领先地位。那这里面其实也需要团队的一个支持，也就是说我们在每个市场都有本土化的团队，他们其实能够非常迅速的进行本土化的一个知道本土化的一个变化，然后本地的进行一些很快速的市场策略的调整。那么这样子其实可以更快的去调整一些经营策略，帮助我们实现高效运营，然后呢也把整体的每个单体的这个直销办公室的收入和这个支出可挂钩，从而呢提高整体公司的毛利率。那么也大家也可以看到整体今年上半年直销占比已经占到整个公司的 86%， 分销大概把 13.9% 大概14%左右。那么这里面其实还是回到刚刚说的直销办公室呢，在建立的过程中，其实我们还是希望把整个公司的在高端市场的定位要做更稳固，然后增强我们在整个品牌啊知名度，还有公司各公司的这个合作伙伴的一些关系。那这里面呢，其实不断的直销布局也是最终强化我们在面对市场变化中做更多灵活的这个布局。那另外一块呢，就是阿玛品牌的全球影响力也在不断的提升，这也是帮助我们医生诊所带动它的一些收益。那么从上半年的数据来看呢，我们整体的这个营销策略上，我们推出很多 B2C 的这些营销，那么目前通过统计已经全球累计在超过触达3亿人的这个有效的这个消费群体。我们在社交媒体上的互动也非常多。那么整体我们还是希望整个品牌知名度在这个过程中是不断提升。对 ，Yes, thank you, Leo.
Looking into the second half of the year, Sisram will continue to execute our strategy by evaluating and implementing near future technologies and extending the company's global footprint according to the direct sales approach. In particular, promoting a whole new skincare concept and an advanced in-clinic platform. We will strategically focus on strengthening the corporate leadership in Asia-Pacific and North America, and continue to expand Sisram's unique wellness ecosystem with high-value and synergetic offerings. This will involve utilizing the building blocks of energy-based devices, injectables, home-use devices, and skincare. All of this will be governed by innovative protocols designed to enhance patient results, elevate clinic practice, and increase patient satisfaction. Lastly, Sisram is committed to building close relationship with end consumers through various channels and technologies, providing continuous support to clinics with strong dedication to ensuring our partners' ongoing success and operational excellence. As always, I want to express my gratitude to all of our employees for their dedication in helping Sisram become a global leader in wellness. I also want to extend our thanks to our shareholders as we move forward together on our journey. Thank you very much.
那么下半年呢，富瑞还是会继续贯彻我们整个发展策略，就是说我们还是要推进我们创新技术的研发，以及我们全球直销的扩张广度，以及这个深度。那在技术上可能还是会继续推进这个全新护肤，就皮肤护理和诊断领域的一些发展。那我们下半年的重点呢，还是会聚焦在这个亚太，尤其是中国地区，以及我们北美这样的一些关键地区，就是在重点去突破一些高价值产品和挖掘联合治疗方案给到的这个综合的，给到公司的一个综合效益。那么这里面其实还是要以创新为驱动，强化我们这个患者或求美者整个治疗效果，核心还是要提升临床实践成果转换，以及要提升我们整个客户的满意度。那么这里面我们还是希望通过我们现在的直营渠道，然后我们的分销商，我们以消费者建立更紧密的联系，这样子呢可以为诊所提供更多的客制化的个性化的服务支持，最终我们也希望我们的合作伙伴，也就是我们这些诊所这些客户能够获得成功，以及能够更好的去做卓越经营。那么最后我也要向所有的员工致以最诚挚的感谢，然后也希望感谢大家在整个富瑞的这个发展过程中始终如一的奉献和辛勤的付出，同时也要感谢所有的股东以及在线的投资人和分析师，也期待我们继续希望在整个行业里贡献更多的力量。对，谢谢大家。
Thank you, Leo. 感谢刘总方总，接下来我们进入问答环节。请需要提问的投资人举手或留言提问，请先说明机构及姓名后开始提问。非常感谢。下面请会议助理先播报一下提问方式，谢谢。大家好，如需提问，电话端的参会者请先按话机上的星号键，再按数字一。网络端的参会者。 您可以在直播间互动区域内文字提问，或点击旁边的举手按钮申请语音提问。谢谢。大家好，如需提问，电话端的参会者请先按话机上的星号键，再按数字一。网络端的参会者，您可以在直播间互动区域内文字提问，或点击旁边的举手按钮申请语音提问。谢谢。
那么我这边先代表我们团队跟管理层请教两个小问题。第一个是我们看到上半年各个地区的收入的增速呢存在一些差异，那核心的两个区域亚太地区和这个北美地区的增速也是有比较显著的一个差异哈。亚太地区的收入同比增长了 15.5%， 然后北美地区呢大概下滑了 15.7%。 想请管理层从这两个地区的行业经营环境以及公司本身的这个发展战略两个角度为我们大概阐述一下原因。非常感谢。谢谢亚彤。Leo, so
we have a question from Guangfa Security. So Yatong, she asked the question. She said she saw that in H1 she see the development in different region. You know, for example, in APAC. We have an increase in the revenue of 15.5%, while in North America it decreased 15.7%. You know, can we share more color here? That what's the reason behind that? And also based on the, you know, the market environment, etc. Do we see how we see the next period, it will, you know, lead us in the H2, et cetera. Yeah, it, mainly let's see what's the reason and how we see these two markets. Yeah.
Yes, of course. So there are different Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Leo, please.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So yes, of course. I will address this question. So there's different dynamics going in different geographies. While the United States, North America is very much influenced because of the impact of high interest rate, especially this has an impact on the business of energy-based devices. It costs much more to take a lease in order to buy such equipment, and therefore you would see a longer term in the process of closing orders. This is one thing for a fact. Although we see a drop of 15.7%, relatively much lower than other energy-based device competitors in North America, and I believe this is because of the strength of the sales force to overcome the challenges I described, but also the fact that we introduce new technologies. So those that can get approved by the leasing, those that can afford the increase of the cost of money, they would always rather buy the newest technology possible. And the Alma IQ, together with the Harmony new generation, was a good example. Now in Asia Pacific, I believe, to some degree, the growth was because of the fact that on this year compared to last year, we are working direct in more countries in Asia Pacific, and that's why you see some incremental of business on the top line. So different dimensions.
我来简单翻译一下。那么在北美市场呢，其实我们主要看到整个北美市场因为受到高利率的影响，因为我们其实光电产品还是比较高价值的一些产品，那么很多其实诊所它在购买的过程中都会通过贷款的方式，那么高利率其实会导致它整个对诊所的购买决策啊，整个周期啊都会有影响。但是我们也看到其实在这个过程中，因为我们还是坚持在这个市场环境下还坚持去上新产品，那么在同样的环境下其实诊所还是会愿意花钱去买新产品的，那么因为他如果真的要买，他可能还是会对比，会希望诊所有新的技术新的产品，包括我们今年在北美上的 AMA Harmony 和 AMA IQ。 我们看到其实这也是从另外一个角度可以看到，就是说其实当整个市场有压力的时候，我们可以通过新产品去增加我们整个市占率，这其实是我们在这样的一个环境下的一个思路。然后呢等到这个有这个降息的预期下呢，其实整个产品销售的 pick up 就会快起来。然后在亚太的话，其实整体来说整个增长，一方面呢因为我们在亚太实现更多市场的直营，这肯定是帮助我们延长整个价值链，然后整个收入端会有一定的增长。那另外一个的话也是我们其实产品也不断的去优化，去有新的产品也是帮助我们在亚太其实获得更多的一些销售的一些机会。对。Thank you, Leo.
You're welcome.
好，非常感谢各位领导的这个解答。然后第二个小问题是，基于咱们亚太地区的一个高速增长，想请问管理层未来三年在亚太地区的经营战略大概是什么？包括会主要推哪些产品？以及我们整个营销团队的建设和扩张的计划？非常感谢。
Okay, so Leo, the next question is more focused on APAC market. We see the fast growing our APAC market for Systra.So what's our plan in the following 3 years? What will be the main product, you know, in this market, in APAC market? And also what will be the team, you know, the structure, the build up for the, you know, the not only sales, you know, the whole organization, all the teams in APAC to support this kind of a plan of growth for the following 3 years? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So just from seeing the fact that at the moment we have 6 direct offices in Asia Pacific, and I believe within the next future we might have even one more, just to show how much we believe that Asia Pacific is the potential and leading growth of this future business. And within each one of our direct business, like we do in the existing 11 offices we have, we are building a unique operation that is going into the clinic and giving much support as possible and combining technologies. The ecosystem that we build over the last few years, which is combining different technologies, energy-based device, skincare, diagnostics in the countries at the moment that we have injectables, all together would bring much more better clinical results and support the doctors that are part of the Sisram community. So this is for a start. Specifically in China, China would even take even a more stronger impact just because of the coming growing of the injectable division that we spoke about, and also because of the fact we're direct there, and because of the fact that China is a very strong growing market, and we are the most strongest player over there, and of course, backed by Fosun as a large and strong player, we will have a very, very strong potential. Last but not least, when you look at the products that are being approved at the moment in the West, United States FDA, the CE, we still have a gap to grow into China. Not all of the new platforms are yet to be approved by NMPA, the Chinese FDA, and in the next few years, we'll have more additional of these products coming out to play also in China. So the potential is very high.
Thank you, Leo. 那么其实大家可以看到，公司其实在亚太整体还是非常重视的。首先从执行办公室，我们刚说11个执行办公室，我们6个其实都在亚太，这也是说明亚太的重要性，以及我们在今年下半年也有计划还会再增设一个在亚太的这个执行办公室。那么这里面其实每个执行办公室或者执行的这个市场，它的整一个运营其实还是非常的专注于，就是说我们不只是在卖设备，而是一个联合治疗的一个方向。那也就是说其实我们现在除了设备，还有就是在设备本身还有很多的这个加入，比如说在中国加入注射填充，然后前面说的诊断，最终的目的还是希望帮助医生成功，让医生有足够的盈利空间，然后把这个蛋糕给做大。那么这里面其实我们还是看到里面，尤其在中国市场有很多这样新的机会。那么从团队上来说，尤其在中国，我们其实注射团队这个整个搭建一定是接下来非常重要的一个点。然后我们也看到中国市场虽然说竞争很激烈，但是还是有非常多的机会，包括就是复星在中国本土化对我们的一些支持。另外一个也是想强调，就是说其实大家可以看到从整个管线上来看，阿玛的管线其实在国外这个光电类产品还是有很多新产品不断的上市。大家可以看到在国内我们其实也是有一些产品可能并没有在国内上市，这也是我们接下来非常重点要推进的，就是全球比较知名和比较成功的一些产品，我们也会在新的管线里面，然后在中国去不断的去落地它的这个光电产品在中国的销售，这将也会是在光电领域非常重要的一个增长的一个点。对 ，OK， thank you， Leo。
感谢 Leo 和方总的精彩解答，我们也期待这个更多的产品能够快速在亚太地区上市。那么下面的话，我们看到后台也有很多举手提问的投资人。下面请会议助理首先接入方正证券的投资人提问，谢谢。
非常感谢公司管理层给这次提问机会啊，我是方正美户的谷寒婷，然后我这边有两个小问题。 第一个就是关于肉毒的，然后我们这个代理的 Gamify，它在北美也已经上市了一段时间嘛，然后在这个时间段内，自己也积累了不少终端客户的一个功效反馈的经验，然后我们也观察到 Gamify 它其实在北美有一些价格策略端的一些调整，然后我们的产品也在下半年即将获批，就第一个问题就是核心想问一下，就是能不能分享一下这个北美市场的这个经验，然后对于我们未来要上市之后这个肉毒产品的这个定位策略。作为一个参考。
So Leo, we have the analyst from Founder Security. She has a few questions. The first question actually is mainly on the Dexify, because she understands Dexify already launched, in US for certain, certain time. And do we have any, feedback from US? How it goes? Any input from their experience on the Dexify commercialization US? And any input we can share within this forum, give us more background about the Dexify and the sales in US.
Definitely. We work very closely with the Revance team in the United States. They are still in the penetration mode over there, and accordingly, they had a significant growth of year over year. I think more than 27% to what was a year before. A lot of the growth is actually coming from repeat customers, repeat purchasing, which is a good sign. I think it's a unique technology, has a unique solution, and therefore what we can learn from the United States example is how the training and setting expectation between the doctor and the patients are very, very important, because it has, as we all know, the long-lasting results because of that unique technology, that duration that the material is within the skin. We also know from the physicians that we work with, which are experts on EBD, and they use Daxxify. They were actually also giving us, again, this is not a study, documented study, but personal feedback about other advantages of using Daxxify is seeing also an impact on the skin, on the texture of the skin, and this is something that yet to be examined and quantified. So we are kind of a following on that one through our own chat in the clinics that are using Daxxify.
Okay, thank you, Leo. I will add maybe a few numbers also for the reference. 其实 Leo 提到就是说 Dexify 整个在美国的销售情况还是非常好的，就是尤其比如说第二季度的数据，它大概是比去年同期增长了27%。然后很值得一提的就是说，其实它整个复购率非常高，大概有60%的复购率。因为其实这样的产品，它的复购率能体现到大家对产品的信心。然后整体呢，我们觉得这样的一个产品，它的差异化非常明显，它的差异化就能支撑它整个定价。虽然它说整个定价有个变化的过程，但是它的差异化能够支撑整个在北美的一个定价。那我们的 takeaway 是什么呢？就是说未来在中国上市的话，对医生的培训，尤其还有就是这个整个预期管理，也就是说对长效这个Revance 自带的这个光环，就是说这个长效肉毒这个长效，我们怎么样做到对？对医生也好，对消费者也好，整个预期管理其实是我们后面在中国商业化过程中要着重注意的一个点。那我们自己其实也在美国去跟我们能量源设备的医生，因为有一些也他们不仅是能量源医生，这个设备的医生也是注射，也做注射，他们给的反馈也是比较好的。很着重提到一点，就是说整个产品在注射之后呢，对整个消费就求美者的肤质的改善上非常的明显。当然，这个就是说，不是基于临床数据，更多是真实世界，就是说，医生使用这个产品之后观察到的。所以我们对这个产品在中国未来的上市和商业化也非常的有信心。对，谢谢。
哦，好的，非常感谢解答，也非常清晰。第二个问题，我想问一下，就是我们持续以来的这个直销战略非常成功嘛，现在整体的直销占比也已经比较高了，所以就想请那个管理层帮我们稍微展望一下，这个长期的这个下半年以及长期的这个直销的这个占比跟这个销售费用这块的一个规划。
Okay, so Leo, she said that she sees that the increase in the direct sales keep growing. What we see in the near future will the direct sales the portion keep growing? What's our kind of forecast or your thinking on this portion? And also based on the increase of the or the big portion of the direct sales, what will be the selling and the distribution expenses to reflect this kind of increase in the direct sales portion, how we see this to reflecting our P&L.
So I think in general, I believe with the current activity we see with the offices that we have, and remember that we have a few of new offices that just started, and we see that North America, because of specific microeconomic aspects, which also have maybe a different type of economical aspects in China, but also has its relevant uniqueness of challenges, meaning the full capacity of our operation in the direct markets are not there. There is much more potential of growing. By definition, our ability to grow in direct markets is more much more existing than growing a distribution channel. The current ratio, I believe, would even might increase even further. And then regarding expenses wise, one of the good things about the direct operation that you control the expenses. Also here there is a difference between a large operation like we have in North America, which we have an established operation that can control the expenses versus a very small operation like the United Kingdom, or Dubai, Emirates, or Australia that just opened, or Japan. That is still in the initiation stage. So the ratio is not really balanced fully. This happens only on year number three of that operation. So we believe that the expenses are something that is fully under our control.
Yes, totally. 回答刚刚的问题，实际上呢，从整个战略规划上来说，直销比例我们认为还是会有一些提升的空间。从整个比例上，现在大概80%左右吧，还是会有一些提升空间。但是更重要的，其实李瑶也提到，其实在直销的过程中，在比例提升过程中，我们把整个盘子做大，也就是我要把整个收入体量和盈利能力给做好。直销的，就是直销办公室其实有一个很大的优势，它的可控性比较强，也就是说市场变化，我其实很可以更好的去控制一些费用啊，这些支出。当然，大家可能会看到今年上半年这个，因为直销的建立的费用体现在我们的 OPEX 上，对整个盈利能力有影响。但是我们其实想把这个东西也剖析给大家看一下，就是说在成熟市场，比如像北美。它其实整个收入和运营和这个费用，其实相对来说是成熟之后呢，可控性会更强。那么它也是比较平衡的，它的整个收入和竞争力还是比较平衡。但是，我们可以看到，就是说在新建的这些直销渠道上，像我们英国、迪拜，然后日本，还有前期做的澳大利亚，就这些渠道呢，可能它是需要时间去成长的。那么在这个周期里面，一般来说3年是一个周期，也就是说到3年之后，它基本能达到公司目前整体的这个净利润率，一般我们双位数以上的净利润率水平。那么这个其实需要时间，所以其实可能在半年报的这个过程中，大家可能会看到它整一个对整个公司的费用有一些影响，但是一旦它迈过这个周期，走上成熟阶段的话，还是会对整个不管是收入还是净利润，还是会有很大的一个提升的。所以我们还是在这个阶段要做好扎实做好这些直销渠道的一些深耕的工作，然后也是把这个直销做得更深化吧。对，谢谢。
非常感谢公司的解答，也非常期待我们接下来的这些变化。谢谢。
下面有请东财证券进行提问，谢谢。
好，谢谢刘总、廖总、钱丽总的分享，我是东方财富证券的周子欣啊，感谢提问机会。那我这边想请教的是，刚刚领导有提到北美市场上半年有所下滑，是因为高利率的环境影响了 B 端客户的一个购买决策。那比较想知道的是，从北美市场 C 端消费者的角度，医美需求是否有受到影响？那下半年的话，我们是如何展望市场的环境，就包含 B 端的购买决策和 C 端的一个消费意愿？下半年就北美市场的指引是怎么样的？对，大概是这个问题。
谢谢。So Leo, this is an analyst from Eastern Money Security, and she mainly focused on, because you, in the previous question and answer, you mentioned that the decrease in North America is due to the high interest. You know, the decision for the doctor, make the decision for the doctor is more difficult to decide to purchase the device. However, she wants to know how we see the, you know, the end user from the customer. You know, for the user, for the device, do you see any sign of a decrease for them, you know, in the consumer side? And what's our forecast or expectation in H2 in the market, in this US market, you know, how we see the, you know, the trend in H2 in US market? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think we see this regarding consumer business going down in the United States. We do see in other places on the global changes in the GDP, which definitely can reflect on this trend that this question is relevant, of course, but not in North America. But again, what we have today in our portfolio in North America is the ability to offer to our patients through the clinics, skincare. That's something which is very, very important. And now that we introduce Alma IQ, the diagnostic tool, it helps the physicians to explain to the patients, to see on their face the status of aging. And this helps the physician very much to, give a consultation why it's important to set a treatment path, whether it's with an entry-based device or skincare. And so this is how we can manage, even if there is a slowdown potential, we have ways to encourage patients to treat themselves, sometimes just with skincare, and sometimes also with combined with energy-based device to have even better results.
Yeah, very good point, Leo. 就是子欣回答你的问题，就是实际上呢，我们从北美的消费者角度，我们其实并没有看到它这个需求端的下降。当然可能其他全球市场大家会觉得说 GDP 下降会影响需求，但北美至少从 C 端的需求上还是非常强劲的，这个是我们看到的一个市场趋势。那么从下半年的预期来看呢，我展望来看，其实北美市场其实很重要，我们可能说整个市场受到这个利率的影响，但一个是在高利率就是降息的这个预期下，我们觉得其实是一个有一个很大的反弹的空间的，这是一个，当然这我在 CEO 基础上补充啊。然后第二个就是我们自身的话，从自身来看，我们产品管线其实现在如果说大家对这个高净值的产品购买有一定的就是说手上有压力的话，我们其实也为什么在上半年推出这个 Alma IQ， 就是这个做咨询类的，就是我们诊断类的设备，以及 skincare， 就是这种高端的护肤产品，其实就想说我在这个过程中我还是要保持跟我的客户，我的诊所有这个互动，然后诊所要保持和他的客户消费者有这样的互动，也就在这样的情况下，其实你还是会建立跟客户的一个联系，那么在这个过程中当市场更好的时候，其实我们整个能量源这个大的品类的销售肯定就会回弹得更快，但是在这个过程中其实你同时也丰富了你的产品线，给消费者也好，给诊所也好，提供了更完善的这个整个产品组合，所以这也是我们公司其实在细分领域市场布局的一点思考和一个措施吧。
明白，谢谢领导的详细解答，期待公司越来越好。
接下来有请财通证券的分析师进行提问，谢谢。
哎，各位付瑞领导好，我是财通的李梦轩，非常感谢公司给的这次提问机会。那我这边主要是想请教两个小问题。第一个是前面其实也有在分析师提到，我们在全球各个地区上半年的增长趋势是有所起伏，不太同步。那我想请教一下，一般在这种情况下，我们是如何根据不同地区的这个业绩情况，包括当地的一个经济形势来进行我们内部的一个资源调配呢？这个是第一个问题。然后第二个问题还是针对我们的注射管线这一块。因为大家也都很关心，那刚才管理层有对这个 DEXBA 这一块做一个解读，那我想请管理层能否帮我们把 Profilo 的一个销售策略以及Profilo 和 DEXBA 这两款管线的最新的预期获批节点帮我们做一个更新，谢谢。
好，谢谢。So Leo, we have a question from Taitung Securities, 孟轩。The analyst, she asked actually two questions. The first one, she said she see that the different market, different region, the development or the growth is very different. So how the company, when we do a global business, how we adjust our resource to face different changes or challenges in market, especially the economy changes, etc. How we make those key strategic decisions for the each market, which resource to allocate and etc. This is the one question. The second question actually is on the profile and DEXIFY. Can we share the latest, update on the registration approval for both products? And you have shared DEXIFY, so she also want to know, so for Profilo, what will be our sales strategy or anything you can share about Profilo? Yeah, this is the two questions.
Yeah, two big ones. So the first one, is a very good question because it gives me the opportunity to reflect on one of the most strong uniquenesses that the company has, with the fact that we control the global markets in so many different dimensions. So first of all, being the leader in mainland China and also being a leader in North America. This is very, very important. The way we operate is at the moment building brands in each relevant market. North America, until today, was a global leader on building brands and diversifying this into other markets. But also China has this, and we show this example with Thermalift and other brands that started in China and moved to other markets. Now, when we have fluctuations of financials and global markets, as you can see also these days, they are not the same. The fluctuations in China are not the same in North America, but there is still impact of that. And we build an agile operation that can shift gears, meaning the infrastructure of the company, of the management, being able to have a strong in North America, having a strong operation in China, having a strong management of here from here from Israel. This is something that give us really ability to shift between the different geographies. Regarding the injectable business, DAXXIFY, in April 2023, we have submitted to the NMPA, and it was accepted for review. And we believe that later on, within this year or the beginning of next year, we'll see when we get the reply from that. This is not something we can comment exactly. Regarding Profilo, we submitted this to the NMPA in November 2023. It was accepted to review. Also important to mention about Profilo, that the company did a test run in Hainan region. This happened in this April 2024. And so the Hainan Queen Hospital would be actually the training center for Sisram. And this was really a very important step for the commercialization of the Profilo in the mainland China.
Thank you, Leo. 基于全球，其实想讲一点，就是说，其实现在全球各地我们都有分布自己的这个直销和分销渠道嘛。我相信这也是富瑞的一个优势，就是我们其实在全球不同的市场在变化中，就是说，假设比如说，有些市场可能短时间呢有一些承压，那我们可能会把一些存货啊资源 shift 到其他的市场。这也就是为什么在全球的核心市场我们要做直销，这个其实也是帮助我们更好的去控制这些市场的一些变化。那么不管就是说在这个变化中是怎么样，我们核心主要的两个核心市场以及我们会放很多资源的还是在我们的北美和中国市场，因为这两个市场实际上它这个影响是它的容量非常大，以及它整个可以辐射到的
不好意思，各位投资者，方总断线了，请稍等一小会儿，他重新接入哈。
喂，不好意思啊，刚刚掉线了，现在能听到吗？
好的，好的，可以听到，方总。
对对，我总结一下吧，就是核心还想说，其实这两个，尤其是核心市场，我们其实不只是一个就是一个销售的组织，更多还是整个全球本土化的一个组织，就是说快速反应，这个也是要求到团队，其实要做到，对整个市场非常了解，然后去快速反应，不管是管理团队还是业务团队，我们相信其实后面大家可以看到，尤其在中国市场还有北美市场更多的进展，这也是我们核心的策略，就是说我们希望整个市场的发展在我们核心的市场领导下，然后每个区域都去开花，这样的一个情况。然后关于这个注射填充产品 Dexify 和 Profilo 进展呢，Dexify 其实2023年4月份递交的 NMPA， 那一般来说这个周期在12到18个月。那李奥当然没说，我们其实整体还是预期在今年下半年吧，整个 Dexify 会这个获批，我们还是积极关注整个过程流程的这个一个审批流程。对，然后 Profilo 的话，我们目前是在2023年11月递交的 NMPA。 值得一提的呢，就是说我们其实今年4月份已经在海南落地了 Profilo 的这个拿到海南的这个特许药械落地，特许药械，然后目前我们会用这个海南作为一个培训中心，在我们这个 Profilo 正式在大陆上市前作为一个很好的一个培训中心点，也帮助我们整个落地这个 Profilo 商业化做一个前期的这个积累。对，
由于时间关系，我们不再接入新的这个提问，然后也非常感谢刘总，然后 Mr. Leo、 Mr. Darren 以及方总参加本次会议，也感谢各位投资人长期以来对富瑞医疗科技的这个关注。那么未来的及提问以及文字提问的投资人呢，也欢迎与公司 IR 吴总后续再进行交流和回复。好，那我们今天的这个会就到此结束，非常感谢大家的参加。
好，谢谢。
Thank you， 谢谢。
哎，非常感谢，那感谢各位领导。
好的，感谢大家参加本次电话会议，会议到此结束，祝大家生活愉快，再见。
免责声明。本次电话会议内容仅供广发证券客户参考，未经广发证券事先书面许可，任何机构或个人不得以任何形式复制、刊登、传播和引用本次电话会议内容，包括未经授权对会议内容进行录音复制、未经授权制作或传播会议纪要内容等，否则由此造成的一切不良后果及法律责任由私自复制、刊登、传播和引用者承担。广发证券将对未经授权复制、制作、刊登、传播电话会议内容的人员暂停白名单权限，视情可暂停所在机构白名单权限，直至相关不良影响得以消除。